Yoli.
I'm gonna stand.
Good. Go, girl.
For me to go to London, it was like unspeakable. I've never in my life thought I'd be going to London, but I knew that I was supposed to go, and I knew that something was going to happen to me. I didn't know what. I just knew I was expecting a change in my life. I was expecting a transformation in my life. And we were very busy, but Graham Cook had spoken, and I got Pastor Steve's permission to share this. And he talked about a dream that he had. And in this dream, the Lord appeared to him, and he asked him, first of all, he came in and just came stomping in, you know, and he said, he told Graham Cook, he said, give me back my stuff. And he says, excuse me? He said, I said, give me back my stuff. And he goes, Lord, what stuff? He goes, don't mess with me. Give me back my stuff. And he said, but he was quivering. He was so just like, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? What stuff, Lord? What stuff are you talking about? He says, give me back my stuff. He says, but Lord, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, what stuff? And he said, Lord, what stuff? I don't understand what stuff. And then the Lord told him, I want my stuff. And then again, he said, I don't know what you mean. What stuff? He goes, that fear, that anger, that bitterness, that worry, that panic, anxiety, negativity, resentment, intimidation, frustration, impatience, worry, stress, torment, friction, trauma, jealousy, bully, prejudice, sexism, tension, gossip, and slander. Accusations, forgiveness, offenses, animosity, pressure. I died for it. I paid the price for it. It belongs to me. It doesn't belong to you. Do you have any idea how I was proud to rob you of that stuff? Those things I hung on the cross for. And they are not your stuff, they are mine. And when he said that, I thought, oh my God. I mean, I just started weeping, and I thought, please, Lord, forgive me for all that stuff that does not belong to me. And it's just been, since I've been back, it just resonated and resonated. And trust me, when I came home, all hell broke loose. But I had this in my mind, in my heart, that it was not my stuff. It was his stuff. Yeah. And I had to lay it there to him and trust him that he will take care of that stuff.
Yeah.
That the enemy was not going to intimidate me and put fear on me any longer. And I will not worry, and I will not panic, and I will not be frustrated any longer. So it was awesome. It was awesome. And I came back so different. So different. Granted, I came home and all hell broke loose, but it's okay. I've learned to keep my mouth shut. I've learned to keep my mouth shut because I'm ready to battle in the natural, but not in the supernatural. And I just say, Lord, it's your stuff. You take care of it. Now show me, what do I have to learn concerning this stuff that I'm going through? So, Father, I just lift my brothers and my sisters. Father, I thank you that you are training us for battle. You are equipping us through all the accusations, all the frustrations, all the envy, all the bitterness, all the unforgiveness. You are equipping us to be in your image because it is not ours, it is yours, Father. And I thank you that what you are doing in every bit of our lives, Father God, everything we go through, you are in control. You have predestined us. And even you have predestined us, Father God, to be in your image. And that's what you are doing, creating us in your image. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, David. For those of you who were not with us at our 9 o'clock service, we started with who was sharing, and I want to make sure the ones who didn't start tonight. So, David.
Okay. Now I see what people are saying about the lights up here. Yeah. Have you ever tried carrying on a conversation with someone outdoors with the sun right behind them, and you're trying to look them in the eyes?
Yeah.
Anyway, first of all, I want to thank everyone who contributed to us and who helped us out and who prayed for us and everything, because we wouldn't have made it without you and without the Lord. And I just want to thank you for that. I felt, too, as Yolanda said, I just felt like I was supposed to go on this trip. It wasn't convenient in certain ways. And when I went, one of my prayers was, well, God, I don't feel like I have anything to take. And I just felt his reassurance, well, just go, let me take care of that type thing. There are two things I want to share. One of them, Diana said, I need to share, and it's as we were getting ready for the trip, we spent a number of months where we'd have meetings and we'd intercede and everything, and just about every one of the meetings, I kept seeing this picture. We would pray for the conference and for the people who'd come there and the United Kingdom. I kept seeing this picture of Scotland, the map of Scotland, but it was as if it were made out of charcoal. But it looked like a barbecue that was long since gone dead. You just saw maybe a couple embers around the edge of, you know, what looked like the northern coast, and here and there. And that scripture came to me. I think it's from Isaiah 42, and then it's quoted in Matthew 12, I think it is, about Jesus. He said, a bruised reed he will not break, and a burning ember he will not quench. And I just kept seeing that after, and it looked just bleak, like it was about out. It's like if you poured oil on it, it would douse it rather than bring it to flame. And then the very last prayer time we had before going, it was like I saw the same thing. And this is when I shared it with people, because there's, all of a sudden it was like right at the top, what would be like the northern coast of Scotland, it was like something suddenly burst into flame. Then it spread, then it was just the flames just spread straight south and then west and all of that. Well, the reason I'm sharing this was we're at the conference, and in the tent we discovered that it can be very hot in that tent. And so I was sitting by the doorway, and right in front of me, a man was also sitting there, and we were talking about that, we picked the right place, and he started a conversation with me, and he was a little bit hard to understand because he spoke very softly, and he had a thick Scottish accent. And as we were talking, I felt like I was supposed to share that, so I told him what we'd been praying and what he'd seen, and it was just like he got really excited. He said, well, you've got to see my card, my ministry. He pulled out his business card for his ministry. He had a prophetic ministry. It had a flame of fire on it. And he said, we're located near the northern coast of Scotland. He said, have you heard Jean Darnell's prophecy and everything? And I know who Jean Darnell is. I actually have heard her speak. And But no, I hadn't. And he said, well, she said something like that. And he brought his wife over, and he said this just really encouraged them and confirmed something that they were seeing, because they were working with little groups in that area, and they just had words that that was going to happen. And then there was one other... There are just two things I want to share. There was one other thing. About a year and a half ago, I was here with the Prophecy Room teams, and we were praying over there, and we were supposed to come up and share. And it's, as we're during worship, all of a sudden, I just saw these pictures that got down, but it didn't feel like it fit with the meeting, so I didn't share it. And one was, first it was like a museum in Europe, and I saw a picture, and there was Napoleon and his army and in the picture, and I had a sense it was right before the Battle of Waterloo. Then it was like a map, and I saw the town Waterloo highlighted, and I also saw Maastricht in Belgium for some reason highlighted. Then there was a sense that there would be a group, just as the Wellington rallied the British, there would be a group of different nations, but with British coming there, and that there would be a battle that would be won, and it's just as after Waterloo, the map of Europe was rewritten, there was a sense that the spiritual map of Europe would be rewritten. Then there was like a frozen pond, on the then there was a rock that came down in the sky, and it broke it and shattered in directions, and the word was the ice would be broken. Then I saw a map in a large room on a table, and it had a glass cover over it, and then same thing happened, that shattered, and it was... and then finally, just I'm abbreviating, the words came to me, Europe may have given up on God, but God hasn't given up on Europe. Well, there was another couple that we were in the prayer team. We were meeting, and I was praying for this one couple, and I said, oh, you need to pray for the couple that came here to, that brought us here, that sent us here. And I won't share what they, asked, wasn't anything, but I prayed for them, and they were living in Belgium and all, and after, I shared a little bit of this, and they said, well, do you know where we live? And I said, no, and they said, well, we're right on the outskirts of Waterloo. And they started sharing some things about that and what was happening and everything. And it just kind of encouraged, they were really excited because there were some other things we shared and prayed about. And it just encouraged my faith that, God gave me a little bit to take with me there. So that's it. Thanks.
Good. We'll release that. David.
Okay.
What David carries, this, what happens to us, all of us, we see something, we might think it's of no consequence, but we still carry it and cherish it as something we saw, but we don't know where it fits. And then here, God brings them all the way to Great Britain to release it to two people who would now allow that to grow up and carry. Yeah. Would you just give us, release that gift, release okay. that impartation to all of us.
When I was praying about this, what went with it was I saw like a field of wheat. And I feel like in Europe and the United States, sometimes we've taken a remnant mentality. We need to hunker down for the duration and find a cabin in Idlewild. And like Europe's going to pot. And, it's like... And I feel like the Lord's saying, no, it's time for a harvest mentality. Yeah. And I feel that over Europe, and I feel that over us. And so that's what I'm going to pray. Lord, in Jesus' name, I just pray for this congregation. I pray for all of us. And I just release the anointing of the Lord of the harvest on this body. And whether we're here in the United States or going to the far ends of the world, I just release the anointing that you've placed upon each of us, wherever, whatever our position, to bring in the harvest, to just let your kingdom blaze all over the earth. We just praise you and we thank you that you are the God of the harvest. You are the Lord of the harvest. You're the God of increase. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good. And pass it to Allie.
Yeah, well, I felt before the camp even started, I felt like there was such a spirit of breakthrough that was going to be at the camp. I felt that so strong. I felt it almost like electricity. And Kayla and I were roommates, and we were praying like before the camp started. And I just felt like there was such an expectation for myself, like, I know I'm going to get breakthrough because I felt it so strong already before anybody started preaching, before we even got there. I just felt like I know there's a spirit of breakthrough that's, like, just hanging over all of our heads, and that's going to be at the camp. And I just couldn't, not that I was trying to, but I couldn't shake it. Like, I just kept thinking about it. And sure enough, like, I could, when you can feel like stuff is breaking off of me. Like, I could feel it. And I was just like, and, you know, we were praying for people and we were blessing people and we were being used. And it was amazing. But I personally got so much breakthrough. And after I came back from the trip, I continued getting breakthrough. I continued like, oh my gosh, God, like you, that has not lifted since I've been home. And if anything, I feel like it's intensified since I've come home. So I just want to release that spirit. Father God, I just thank you for your presence of breakthrough, Father. Father, I just declare over this people and over us, over me, Father, I declare, and everyone watching online, Father, I declare that electricity of your spirit, Father. Holy Spirit, I ask that you just visit each person that in the areas of their heart that feel hopeless or that feel like I don't have a resolution for this. God, you can break into that very area in a second, Father. And so I just declare just that atmosphere of breakthrough, that atmosphere of heaven, to just invade every single home, not just the people here, but to invade the homes of every single person here and every single child and grandchild and aunt and uncle and children and moms and dads. And Father, I just declare that into the atmosphere of just Southern California and this region, Father, just the spirit of breakthrough and life in Jesus, that people will know you, Father, as the one that saved them and broke through for them, Father. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Whoa. Yeah. Go ahead. No, it was Kayla. You were coming alive, were you? Yeah, she's kind of.
Yeah, Allie, after we met on Sunday to pray for the leadership class, and we were talking about all the breakthrough that's happening, and I got breakthrough on something that I didn't even know that was, like, tormenting my mind. And you guys, it's here. It's, I don't know if we brought it back or it's just coming alive, but it's here, and it's in this body and in this house. And what I was just praying is anything that's like on the forefront of my mind that I want it to be gone. Like I want my blinders to be on for the Lord. And it was especially for the leadership class, like anything that's going to come in between my intimacy with God, I want it gone from my mind. So that's what I'm going to pray for you guys. So Heavenly Father, just ignite and bring thoughtfulness to our minds of things that are not of you, Lord. Anything that's from the enemy that is right there in the forefront of our mind that we think is a normal thought or a thought that's just part of our brain, Lord, no. If it's coming in between our relationship with you, we want breakthrough from that right now in Jesus' name. We want our blinders on for you, Lord, only you. We want to learn your characteristics. We want to look in the mirror and see that we're becoming more like you, Lord. Anything that is of ourself and that's blocking our view of you, Lord, we want it gone in Jesus' name. Yeah, Lord, you're just so good. And you want us to hand over all those things that we're keeping that are not of you, Lord. Just right now, I pray that we lay those at the foot of your cross and just surrender them. And Lord, like, we want you, only you. Just bring that fire, Lord. Ignite that fire in us. Yeah, you're just, oh, thank you, Lord. You're so good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Who, anyone else have something want to share before we minister?
I just had one thing. I forgot to mention that the whole team prayed for the Diana fellow. I introduced Diana to the couple from Scotland, and she arranged for the whole team to pray for them, and they were really encouraged and everything. So,
yeah.
Just the quick thing that I, how many of us got breakthrough in London? Okay, so we went to give, we went to serve, we went to come alongside them, as alongside their intercessory team, and what I witnessed is, as the word got released and breakthrough came, hearts got open, and suddenly love began to pour out. And as love began to pour out, it brought unity. And as unity grew, faith arose. And as faith arose, the Lord kept showing up more and more, and the love grew more and deeper. And it was this faith working through love. It came because the Spirit was given room, and that opened hearts. And as hearts, as their hearts got open, our hearts couldn't help but pour out more towards them. And as they felt our hearts pour more towards them, their hearts started pouring more towards us. And it became this incredible love feast. And all I could hear was how good, how pleasant when brothers dwell together in unity. It's like oil, precious oil poured on the head, running down the beard. And I just kept hearing the Lord say that over and over. And the landscape just kept getting bigger and bigger. And there was nothing he couldn't do. There was nothing he had full reign because all of us and all of their intercessors were wide open for whatever he wanted to release, because love was given room and faith just exponentially was growing. And so I want to thank Jubilee, because we are Jubilee. Amen.
Yeah.
We carry all y'all. And everywhere you go, all y'all carry all y'all. So I want to just keep encouraging, because I think that that's the breakthrough we're heading into.
Yeah.
I think that's the breakthrough we're heading into. And they're coming with joyful expectation.
Yeah.
They think we live in that space all the time. I'm like, guess what? We do.
Yes, yes. We do.
Yes. And and so they're coming to bring what they carry, but they want to taste more of you. And so as we're stepping forward in hope, and Pastor's doing these 6 weeks of classes on awakening hope, we don't want to wait for the conference to be hopeful. We want to be so filled with hope by the time we get to the conference, nothing is impossible.
That when our
family from England comes,
that
they will just get to meet more family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bless you, Jubilee. Thank you for your hearts.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Diana. September 30th and through the 3rd, we'll be together. So this is really a circular move of God, not just something we went, came back, and then it kind of fizzles. Now we have 6 weeks to just marinate and ruminate and just begin to just let all that substance grow up and come alive and absorb, and then they're going to come with their fullness of what they carry, and we're going to absorb it and then give it away. And so God, this is a divine setup. This is a divine plan, and we're all involved in that. One night I shared, and I'd like us just to do this as a step of faith, as we did with the group at the camp. I shared about the war, the end, Revelation 12, and at the end you have the woman in travail and the dragon ready to devour the child that's born. And yet when the child is born, the dragon cannot, because he's caught up into heaven. And that new identity, that maturity, that place in Christ is really secured. And now the devil finds himself in no place to operate. And we talked about, we had everybody that is comparable to John 16, when Jesus is explaining in his message that, you know, when a woman is in travail, she's in anguish. It just gets tighter and difficult, that transition, that bringing that to the other place. And yet when the child is born, everything's forgotten of the pain and the trouble and the struggle. And so we did something unique. Instead of a fire tunnel, we decided we would have a birth canal tunnel. And Cammy and Marilyn were talking about in September, they're going to start a deep calls to deep for the ladies, a Thursday morning study, because there's just something about that full full measure of God coming out to fruition, that full part of our life that we carry, that we've walked through, that we have suffered through, that we've been warred over, promises that God is intending to bring to that fruition. So like Sarah, after many years, we will laugh and look and say, look at my son of laughter, my Isaac was fulfilled. So I believe we could, again, just by faith and stepping into walk through, and I'm going to ask the team to come down, and we're just going to have a kind of a passing through. So if you guys wouldn't mind getting in place, because as what we'll do is we'll come through this side, and I saw it this way. I always go this way, but God said go. I just saw the picture. We're going to walk this way. So we'll just pair up with somebody. And as we walk through, let it be that, Lord, I'm walking through the tightness of life that I'm in the midst of, but I'm anticipating the broad place you've promised. And I'm coming into what you've set before me, and not just me, we. Because in the woman of travail in Revelations, that's, I believe, the church in travail till Christ is formed in us. Just as Paul said, I'm in travail till Christ is formed in you. When that sound occurs, when that formation comes forth, the whole world's going to change. It's the whole everything's going to awaken. And yet we're the ones that are being pressed through right now. We're the ones in the most tense stress because God is sending us forward. We're the forerunners. And so let's just stand together. And so you're going to carry into the tunnel that which you are living through, and you're going to walk out of the tunnel in anticipation of what God is going to bring forth. And what we know, what we don't know, because we can never know what it really looks like. We just kind of know that if I get squeezed anymore, I'm going to smash. And just like that woman in travail, that I've just somehow got to get this baby out of me or stop. But can't stop, so we got to get it out. So, Father, in Jesus' name, this breakthrough, that you tangible breakthrough that you released to us and through us and in us and around us, that came with us and came back with us, that is growing in sound and magnitude and movement, and you yourself orchestrating things that are way beyond our control. Lord, we acknowledge that this is a prophetic act, walking through that 12 revelations, that John 16, that come bringing forth what is to not be devoured, but what is to rise up and sit with Christ. So Lord, let that part of our life now enter into that season of breakthrough. And let the deep that's calling, call to the deep that's inside, and let the waters break forth, and let the sound come forth, and the revelation, and the hope, and all that you're doing in these next 6-7 weeks, we just give you permission, Lord, to just take us where we cannot go ourselves. Do with us what we don't know how to do. Bring to us what we cannot obtain our own. Create sound that we don't carry. Cause a sight to be seen that we can't see. Open our eyes and revelation. Holy Spirit, pour out dreams and visions and the movement of prophetic utterance and such, until you have brought forth in us and through us that beautiful work that you've had in your heart to do and have prepared for such a time as this. We declare and decree this now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.